कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे అంతరా శ్రీమద్భాగవతంకి హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ భక్త బృందకి హరే కృష్ణ. టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 11th క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 23 వర్స్ నెంబర్ 16-19. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. విల్ రిసైట్ వర్స్ నెంబర్ 16. యశో యశస్వినాం శుద్ధం యశో యశస్వినాం శుద్ధం శ్లాఘ్యాయే గుణినాం గుణా శ్లాఘ్యాయే గుణినాం గుణా లోభా స్వల్పోపి తాన్ హంతి లోభా స్వల్పోపి తాన్ హంతి స్విత్రో రూపం ఇవేప్సితం స్విత్రో రూపం ఇవేప్సితం యశో యశస్వినాం శుద్ధం శ్లాఘ్యాయే గుణినాం గుణా లోభా స్వల్పోపి తాన్ హంతి స్విత్రో రూపం ఇవేప్సితం. యశో యశస్వినాం శుద్ధం శ్లాఘ్యాయే గుణినాం గుణా. లోభా స్వల్పోపి తాన్ హంతి రూపమివేప్సితం. యశో యశస్వినాం శుద్ధం శ్లాఘ్యాయే గుణినాం గుణా. లోభా స్వల్పోపి తాన్ హంతి స్విత్రో రూపం ఇవేప్సితం. యశో యశస్వినాం శుద్ధం శ్లాఘ్యాయే గుణినాం గుణా. లోభా స్వల్పోపి తాన్ హంతి స్విత్రో రూపం ఇవేప్సితం. మాతాజీస్. యశో యశస్వినాం శుద్ధం శ్లాఘ్యాయే గుణినాం గుణా. లోభా స్వల్పోపి తాన్ హంతి స్విత్రో రూపం ఇవేప్సితం. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: whatever pure fame is possessed by the famous, and whatever praiseworthy qualities are found in the virtuous, are destroyed by even a small amount of greed. Just as one's attractive physical beauty is ruined by a trace of white leprosy. So this verse has no purport, and we'll read through the next three successive verses. the translation of verse number 17. In the earning, attainment, increase, protection, expense, loss, and enjoyment of wealth, all men experience great labor, fear, anxiety, and delusion. Translation of verse number 18 and 19. Theft, violence, speaking lies, duplicity, lust, anger, perplexity, pride, quarreling, enmity, faithlessness, envy, and the dangers caused by women, gambling, and intoxication are the 15 undesirable qualities that contaminate men because of greed for wealth. Although these qualities are undesirable, men falsely ascribe value to them. One desiring to achieve the real benefit of life should therefore remain aloof from undesirable material wealth. Purport. The words anartham, arthakyam or undesirable wealth indicate wealth that cannot be beneficially engaged in the loving service of the Lord. Such superfluous money or property will undoubtedly pollute a man with all of the above mentioned qualities and therefore should be given up. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinaminim Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandho Jagatpate Opesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Welcome to all the assembled devotees to the Bhagavatam class. Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, it is mentioned that Parasparanukatanam Pavanam Bhagavat Yasha Mito Ratir Mito Truptir Nivrittir Mita Atmana. So when Bhagavatam is discussed in the assembly of wonderful devotees, that leads to many wonderful benefits. Mito Rati, the devotees get relishment. Mito Truptir, they get satisfaction. And Nivrittir Mita Atmana, whatever hankerings are there for material enjoyment in their heart, they will be removed. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto, the Prachitas, while offering their wonderful praises unto the Supreme Personality of God, they mention that Yatredante Katamrushta Trishnaya Prashamoyata నిర్వైరా యత్ర భూతేషు నోద్వేగో యత్ర కశ్చన. సో ది వేర్ దే మెన్షన్ దట్ ద బిఫోర్ వర్స్ దే మెన్షన్ దట్ ఈవెన్ దో అకార్డింగ్ టు అవర్ కర్మ ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు టేక్ బర్త్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ వీ ఓన్లీ డిజైర్ వన్ థింగ్ వీ డోంట్ వాంట్ లిబరేషన్ బట్ వన్ థింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ మాయత్తే యావత్తే మాయయా స్పృష్ట బ్రహ్మమా హ్య కర్మభి తావత్ భవత్ ప్రసంగానాం సంగస్యాన్నో భవే భవే. యాజ్ లాంగ్ యూ ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు టేక్ బర్త్ ప్లీజ్ కీప్ అస్ ఇన్ ద అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ డివోటీస్. సో లార్డ్ మై టాస్క్ వై యూ వాంట్ ద అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ దెన్ దే స్పీక్ దిస్ వర్స్ దే సే దట్ ఇన్ ద అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ ద డివోటీస్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ సింగ్ ద వండర్ఫుల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ బై హియరింగ్ దోస్ వండర్ఫుల్ యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఎత్రిద్యంతే కథామృష్ట తృష్ణాయో ప్రశమో యత తృష్ణ వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాంకరింగ్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ అవర్ హార్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్లీ కంట్రోల్డ్ ద మెటీరియల్ హ్యాంకరింగ్ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్లీ నల్లిఫైడ్ అండ్ దెన్ యాజ్ ఎ రిజల్ట్ దేర్ ఆర్ టూ థింగ్స్ విల్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ హీరర్ నిర్వైర ఎత్ర భూతేషు సో వాట్ ఎవర్ ఎనిమిటీ ఎ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ ఇన్ రిగార్డ్స్ టు ఆల్ అదర్ లివింగ్ ఎనిటీస్ దట్ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్లీ రిమూవ్డ్ అండ్ నోద్వేగో ఎత్ర కశ్చన వాట్ ఎవర్ యాంగ్జైటీ దట్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ ఈజ్ కంప్లీట్లీ రిమూవ్డ్ పర్సన్ బికమ్స్ కామ్ అండ్ ఫ్రెండ్లీ టు ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ ఎనిటీ అండ్ ఏబుల్ టు పర్స్యూ ద ప్రజెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ దట్ విల్ బి ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ లిబరేషన్. సో ప్రభుపాద్ వైల్ ట్రాన్స్లేటింగ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఈ రైట్స్ దట్ ఇఫ్ నాట్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎట్లీస్ట్ వైల్ లిజనింగ్ భాగవతం వైల్ హియరింగ్ కృష్ణ కథ దిస్ బెనిఫిట్స్ విల్ టేక్ ప్లేస్ దిస్ ఎఫెక్ట్ విల్ టేక్ ప్లేస్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ మై పర్సనల్ అబ్జర్వేషన్ ఆల్సో సిన్స్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ 2012 ద టైమ్ ఐ వాజ్ ఇన్ బీటీ హియర్ ఇన్ ద టెంపుల్ టేకింగ్ ట్రైనింగ్. సో వెన్ ఎవర్ మైండ్ గెట్స్ అజిటేటెడ్ ఐ సపోజ్ టు ఐ మీన్ ఐ వాజ్ ఆల్వేస్ టేకింగ్ ద షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం మేకింగ్ సమ్ నోట్స్ అండ్ మేకింగ్ సంథింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్. సో దట్స్ హౌ ఐ ట్రై టు ఎంగేజ్ మై సెల్ఫ్ డూయింగ్ సంథింగ్ వెన్ ఎవర్ దేర్ ఇస్ సమ్ అజిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ ఆల్. సో దట్స్ హౌ ఆల్ ద నోట్స్ ఆర్ మేడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఇయర్స్ అండ్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ దట్ దట్స్ హౌ ఐ ట్రై టు ఎంగేజ్ మై సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ కాస్మాలజీ అండ్ అదర్ థింగ్స్. సో ఎట్లీస్ట్ ఫర్ దట్ టైమ్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇట్ డజ్ నాట్ థింక్ అబౌట్ ఎన్వియస్లీ అబౌట్ క్రిటిసైజింగ్లీ ఆర్ అబౌట్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఆర్ ఎనీబడి. సో సమ్ హౌ టైమ్ ఈస్ పాసింగ్ ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ పాసింగ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద గ్రేట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం హెల్ప్స్ అస్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ అండ్ కృష్ణ కథ నాట్ టు ఫైండ్ ఫాల్ట్స్ విత్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ థింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. సో ఐ ఎమ్ వెరీ మచ్ గ్రేట్ఫుల్ టు ద అథారిటీస్ దట్ దే హవ్ గివెన్ మీ దిస్ ఆపర్చునిటీ. సో దో వీఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ ఫర్ వన్ అవర్ బట్ బిహైండ్ వీ ప్రిపేర్ ఫర్ హోల్ వీక్ దట్ హోల్ వీక్ ఇస్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ అబ్జర్వింగ్ ఇన్ భాగవతం. దిస్ ఈస్ అ గ్రేట్ ఆపర్చునిటీ దట్ ఈస్ బెస్టోడ్ అపాన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ టు హియర్ భాగవతం అండ్ డిస్కస్ భాగవతం అండ్ రిమెంబర్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. సో హియర్ ఇన్ ద 11th క్యాంటో ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ స్పీకింగ్ టు ఉద్ధవ ద వండర్ఫుల్ నరేషన్ విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఉద్ధవ గీత. నౌ ఇన్ ద 23rd చాప్టర్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ సింగింగ్ ద సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ ఏ అవంతి బ్రాహ్మణ ఏ బ్రాహ్మణ హూ వెంట్ త్రూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రబుల్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ డేస్ అండ్ దెన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు స్పీక్ అబౌట్ హిస్ రియలైజేషన్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ వర్సెస్. సో ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ చాప్టర్ వైల్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ద ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హ్యాపెన్స్ టు మెన్షన్ దట్ ఓ ఉద్ధవ ట్రై నాట్ టు ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ బాడీ ట్రై టు ట్రాన్సెండ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద క్లచెస్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ అండ్ బికమ్ ఇండిఫరెంట్ టు ద గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఇన్ దట్ వే యూ విల్ బికమ్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ టు పర్స్యూ మీ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఈవెన్చువల్లీ ఆప్టెన్ షెల్టర్ మై లోటస్ ఫీట్. సో దట్స్ హౌ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ వాజ్ స్పీకింగ్. దెన్ ఉద్ధవ వాజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ అబౌట్ సో మెనీ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ హౌ నాట్ టు ఐడెంటిఫై హౌ టు ఐడెంటిఫై ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా బట్ ఎట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రీవియస్ చాప్టర్ సో వెన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ వైల్ మెన్షనింగ్ దట్ వెన్ ఏ పర్సన్ హూ బికమ్స్ ఇండిఫరెంట్ టు గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ హి సేస్ దట్ సచ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఏ పర్సన్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ హీ ఈస్ స్కోల్డెడ్ క్రిటిసైజ్డ్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ థ్రోన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద హోమ్ ఇన్సల్టెడ్ హీ వాజ్ బీటెన్ అండ్ ఈస్ డిప్రైవ్డ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ వన్స్ ఓన్ పొజిషన్ ఫెసిలిటీస్ హీ వాజ్ స్పాట్ అపాన్ పొల్యూటెడ్ బై యూరిన్ బై ద ఇగ్నోరెంట్ పీపుల్ that person will not retaliate. He sees all these things as a result of one's own karma. He becomes indifferent to all the things that are happening in this world. Then immediately Uddhava stops Lord Krishna. Oh Lord, how is this possible? In general, when a person scolds us, criticizes us, we immediately retaliate. Even a person of knowledge also retaliates. I don't see this kind of behavior with a common person. Only in your devotee who has obtained qualities like you may remain indifferent to all the things that are happening with him. Otherwise, it is not possible for anybody in general in this world. Then Uddhava stops here. Please kindly tell me how this kind of situation, this kind of consciousness can be possible. Then in order to answer Lord Uddhava, Lord Krishna speaks the next chapter 23. Wherein he is going to narrate a story of a Avanti Brahmana who displayed such kind of behavior. Even though he was criticized, even though he was chastised, even though he was thrown out of the home, even though he was ill-treated by discharging upon him stool and urine, but still he never retaliated. He never found fault with the instrument of that activity. So for that reason, Lord Krishna begins to speak this particular chapter. So here Lord Krishna says that in the city known as Avanti, there is a particular Brahmana, eventually became sannyasi. Having gone through this particular situation, he sang a wonderful song of renunciation. So before that, what all happened with him, Lord Krishna speaks. So in the city, in the country known as Avanti, there once lived a certain Brahmana who was very rich, gifted with all opulences and was engaged in occupation of commerce. But he was a miserly person. He was always overwhelmed with kama, loba and atikopana. He is lusty, greedy and prone to anger, become angry very easily. So this is the nature of that person. So this person always interested in earning more and more wealth. He would never interested in spending wealth in the matter of giving charities, in the matter of spending for his own family members. Even at the end, he did not even spend his wealth for his own bodily necessities. He would fast, he would torture himself in order to increase the amount of wealth for himself. Thus, it is said that though he was a householder, he never performed the household duties of worshipping the five deities who protect a householder from time to time. So he given up the dharma of his own household life. Thus the deities became very angry with him. The deities such as the sages, devatas, all the living entities and the pitrus and the human beings in general. Because he never received them, he never treated them in a nice manner, he never offered them some gifts, he never offered them some food also even. So he never worshipped devatas, he never received the sages, etc. etc. So when they all became angry, eventually as a result of their anger, whatever wealth he accumulated by hard labor, slowly, step by step, everything is depleted. His family members became angry with him. They thought that anyway you are not going to give us the wealth to enjoy. Thus they stole some wealth. The king stole some wealth. The thief stole some wealth. By natural calamities in the form of accidents, some wealth has been destroyed. So like that, whatever wealth he was guarding all these days, he was protecting, everything has been destroyed. Then he was thrown out of the home by his family members. Now he has no more wealth. So he was thrown out of the home. Then he began to contemplate the reason for his current condition. When he was looking behind what all he did in his own life, how he behaved with people in general, then he understood, the realization dawned upon him. So then, when that realization dawned upon him, he began to speak out what he realized. So what he spoke started from the yesterday discussion from his Tarun Gaurang Prabhu, where he started speaking about this. Cha chahedam aho kastam vritatma me anutapita na dharmaya na kamaya yasyartaya idrusha. So he was telling that I have earned a lot of wealth all these days, but I never used that wealth in the matter of performing dharmic activities are in the matter of performing activities which are called the fulfillment of one's own desires, kama. Wealth is meant for dharma and kama, but I never used the wealth which I accumulated for dharma or kama. So because I have not used this wealth for dharma and kama, that wealth caused me this current hellish existence. That he says in the next verse, praye nartha kadarya nam nasukaya kadachana iha chatmo patapaya mrutaya mrutasya narakaya cha. The wealth which is supposed to give happiness in this life, supposed to give perfection after this life by using it in dharma properly, but I never used it accordingly, that has neither given me happiness in this life and nor going to give me perfection in the next life. Instead, since I have not used it properly, that improperly used wealth is going to send me to hell in the next life. Now he is going to speak, continue to speak in this verse 16th onwards. Yesho yashasvinam shuddham shlagyaye guninam gunam lobo swa alpa api tan hanti svitro rupam ivepsitam. Yesho yashasvinam shuddham, those people who have pure yasha, shuddha yasha, those people who are glorified in this world who have the pure glory yasha, and guni nam shlagya guna, among the people who are filled with all the good qualities, they are glorified in this wealth as long as they are not succumbed to greed. As long as a person is not overwhelmed by greed, those people are glorified in this world for their glorious character and also for their glorious qualities. Because a person with glorious character always try to spread his wealth, give his wealth in charities, use his wealth in dharmic activities. Thus, he is glorified in this life and also after the life. Such kind of person is glorified for eternity, who uses one's wealth in dharmic activities. So here it says that if one person overtaken by greed does not use wealth for proper activities, that person is neither glorified nor develops good qualities. All his good qualities and fame will be destroyed. Just like a beautiful person, when he gets leprosy, his beauty is destroyed. So in that way. And then artasya sadhane siddhe utkarshe rakshane vyaye no na upaboga nasha upaboga ayashas trasa chinta brahmondranam. While earning wealth, after, see, a person while earning, having earned in order to protect the wealth, and while increasing the wealth, and while spending, when it is lost, or when it is stolen by somebody else, and while enjoying the wealth, people generally go through intense labor. Without labor, one cannot earn wealth, one cannot increase the wealth, one cannot protect wealth, one cannot use it in the matter of giving charity or in the matter of enjoying for oneself. So everything requires intense labor. And that leads to, while earning wealth, one endeavors, one goes through intense labor, and one constantly goes through fear of losing that wealth. Somebody might come and steal that wealth anytime. He is always in fear, and also anxiety. And then he is also fear of seeing competition, somebody else might be competing with him, etc. And thus, a person is always in delusion, forgetting the real aim of life. One is always focused on how to earn wealth, how to increase the wealth, how to protect the wealth, and how to use it only for own personal satisfaction, like that. So then, eventually, when a person is affected by greed, one goes through all these situations like intense labor, fear, anxiety, and delusion. That leads to 15 undesirable qualities. They are steyam, himsa, anrutam, damba, kama, krodha, smaya, madha, and beda, vairam, avishwasa, samsparada, and vyasanam. So steyam means person becomes attached to theft, and himsa, in order to increase one's own wealth, he causes violence to others. Anrutam, he begins to speak lies in order to increase one's own wealth. Damba, he becomes duplicitous. And kama, he becomes lusty, desires to enjoy for oneself. He does not want to share his wealth with others. Krodha, if somebody comes to us some wealth in charity, becomes angry with them. Smaya, he goes through perplexity. And Mada, always proud of his one's own wealth and position. Beda, becomes quarrelling, always sees differences with others. And Vairam, develops enmity with others. Avishwasa, he does not trust anybody. He has no trust in his own family members. He always thinks that they may steal away my wealth, they may cheat me. He does not believe anybody. And Samsparda, and he constantly develops quarrel with others. And finally, Vyasanani. So he becomes attached to undesirable habits. The undesirable habits are mentioned here, that the habits connected to women, gambling and intoxication. So thus, when a person overcome by greed, attached to earning wealth, will be overcome by all these 15 anarthas. So that is how here the Avanti Brahmana is expressing what he realized, having gone through trouble of losing all his wealth, being thrown out of the home, being criticized by people whom he never treated nicely previously, etc., etc. So, but people who overcame by greed, desire to enjoy in this world, they ascribe value to these 15 items. Though these are anarthas, but the people overcome by wealth, they give value to these 15 things. And they consider these 15 things are the goal of life. So that's how he says that. E panchadasa artha, he arthamulo matanrunam. People consider they are arthamula, the source of their life's goal. Tasmad anartham arthakyam. Though they are anartha, they consider them to be artha. Shreyo arhi duratas tajet. So whoever desires benefit for one's own self, they should give up these 15 undesirable qualities and the 4 undesirable activities. Like in the previous verse they are mentioned, like Trasa, Chinta, Brahma, Ayasa. So one should not spend one's own life energy in order to accumulate more and more wealth, and should not worry about the increase of the wealth, and not too much constantly thinking about protection of the wealth, not being stolen by others, and not being illusioned about one's life goal. That's how in these 3 verses and the previous 2 verses, so the Avanti Brahmana begins to explain his realizations. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the very first canto talks about Dharmasai Apavargasya Narto Artha Yopakalpate. Dharma Sekanta Narta Dharma Sekanta Kamo Labai Smruta. So wherein Sutta Goswami says that Dharma should be performed for the sake of Apavarga. All one's life's activities should be focused towards attainment of moksha. And Dharma should not be performed for earning wealth. And if at all by the performance of Dharma one gets wealth, that wealth should not be used for accumulating various objects which give one sense gratification. So in that way, it says that the life goal should be apavarga, not artha, which is leading to kama. If at all one want to use one wealth, that should be used for earning apavarga or moksha. So then Bhagavatam next verse says that the purpose of life is meant for tattva jignasa. So whatever life one has, that life should be used not for earning wealth, which will lead to fulfillment of one's material desires. Instead, whatever proclivity one has to earn wealth should be used to understand the position of atma, the nature of atma. That's how it is mentioned. And later on in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that when a person is affected by greed, in the matter of earning wealth and in the matter of sense gratification, that will lead to perpetual bondage. Lord Vamana, while speaking to Bali Maharaj, while asking the 3 paise of land in charity, he says that Pumsho ayam samsrutir hetu asantosho artha kamaya. If a person is not satisfied with the health, with the wealth, whatever one has, artha, and also whatever fulfillment of one's desires one had, if a person is not satisfied with one's own artha and kama, that dissatisfaction is the cause of repeated birth and death. Pumsho ayam samsrutir hetu. Samsruti means samsara. The cause of samsara is the dissatisfaction of one's own artha and kama. The results of one's own artha and kama. And the next line says that yadrucha yopa pannena santosho muktaye smrutam. If a person is satisfied with whatever obtained by as per one's destiny, whatever artha, whatever kama one obtains as per one's destiny, that santosha will give one liberation. Santosho muktaye smrutam. So Bhagavatam indicates one should be satisfied with one's own artha and kama, and use all one's wealth in the matter of dharma, that will lead to moksha. So that's how it is described. So this is a little bit about these 4 verses, and which the Avanti Brahmana is discussing about this. Now let us discuss a little bit about the context in which the subject matter which is being discussed now is discussed. So we'll go a little bit behind. So Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto onwards, it describes, so during Chakshusha Manvantara there was a pralaya, during which the entire universe, which includes the 3 planetary system, Bhuloka, Bhurloka and Swargaloka, has been annihilated. So in order to continue the process of recreation, the many great Prajapatis, they kind of assisting Lord Brahma. So one among them who was assisting in a great extent is Kashyapa Muni. So Kashyapa Muni married 7 daughters of Daksha. He was begetting variety of living entities through various wives. By the way, he begot children through 16 wives. One wife was left aside. She was not feeling happy. All other my co-wives have begotten so many children, and they are respected with their position, fame, service, etc. They are all being situated in a wonderful situation. They have given a lot of responsibilities. They are glorified by the people of this world. But I am bereft of children. And I have no children and no positions for my children. Thus, one evening she approaches her husband. This was Diti approaching Kashyapa. She requests that all my co-wives have children. I do not have any children. Please, I want children immediately. So, surrendering to her will, Kashyapa impregnates her. As a result, she gives birth to 2 children, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, who are born just to give pain to all others who are born before. So eventually, as they were born, immediately the first task what they did is, how good the other sons of my father can be the lord of Sarga? It should be me. Hiranyaksha goes and defeats Indra, defeats all other devatas, enthrones his elder brother Hiranyakashipu on the throne of heaven. So when the devatas surrender to Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord appears in the form of Varaha and then in the form of Lord Narasingha, destroys these 2 demons who are so powerful, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And eventually the Supreme Lord enthrones Dhruva Maharaj as the Lord of the 3 planetary systems, Prahlad Maharaj as the Lord of 3 planetary systems. But since Prahlad is very simple, devoted, he gives back Swarga to Indra and he goes to Vanaprastha Ashram, kind of thing. Then he eventually, the Asuras, who are the associates of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were not happy with this kind of arrangement made by Prahlad Maharaj. They approached the son of Prahlad Maharaj, that is Virochan. They kind of enticed him. Actually, this kingdom belongs to your grandfather, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And eventually it belongs to your father, Prahlad. But he gave up. He was not so attached to kingdom. but this actually belongs to you. Then Virochana waged a war against devatas, dethroned Indra, he became Indra. So, but since he is the son of Prahlad Maharaj, he had a good quality of worshipping Brahmanas. So all the devatas, taking disguise in the form of Brahmanas, approached Virochana and they asked for a charity. Virochana said, "What do you want?" Devata said, "We want your head." So Virochana cut off his head and gave to the devatas. So devatas again regained their kingdom, Swarga. And then eventually, as they were ruling, the asuras again approached the son of Virochana, that was Bali. They told, "This kingdom belongs to your father, it belongs to your grandfather, it belongs to your great grandfather." The devatas, in illegal means, they caused the destruction of your father and also the destruction of your great grandfather. So we should do something. So Bali Maharaj waged a war against devatas, dethroned them, became king of heaven. Devatas surrendered to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu said, "So now I cannot do anything. You better make a truce with devatas, perform the churning of milk ocean. When you get nectar from the milk ocean, you become more powerful than the asuras, by which you can defeat the asuras." So Lord Ajita personally helps all the devatas in the matter of churning the milk ocean. And then he also personally gives the nectar, makes sure that nectar is only given to devatas. And asuras are not given nectar. Like that, by drinking nectar, devatas become powerful. They defeat all the asuras. They don't stop there. They begin to kill all the asuras. As they were destroying all the asuras from the very root, Narada Muni comes and stops them. "Please don't do this. You have defeated, that is enough. You have got back your kingdom. Be happy with that." So Narada Muni stops the war and goes ahead. And whatever asuras are still alive, they took all the asuras who were dead to the ashram of Shukracharya. Shukracharya revived them and nurtured them to the full strength, etc. So on the other side, devatas were ruling happily. So asuras, when they become powerful, this time they taken shelter of Shukracharya. Shukracharya makes Bali perform Vishuddhi Yajna, with which he becomes so powerful. He wages war against Indra once again. He dethrones Indra. He becomes king of heaven. So devatas have no position, no prestige, no facilities. They are wandering from one cave to other cave like that. So seeing their pitiable condition, their mother Aditi approaches her husband. She says that, "Lord, my lord, see the condition of my sons. Please do something." Then Kashyapa says, "You please worship Lord Vishnu. He will do something. I cannot do anything." So she worships Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu says, "I cannot do anything right now, because they have got the favor of Brahmanas. It is only when they lose the favor of Brahmanas, then they will be able to be destroyed. So I will appear as your son. I will do the needful." So Lord Vishnu himself comes as the son of Aditi, as 12th Aditya. And he goes to the, and at that time, in order to completely keep Bali Maharaj as the king of heaven, the sages headed by Shukracharya engaging him in performing 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices. 99 already completed. While he was doing the 100th one, Lord Vamana comes, kind of stops the 100th sacrifice. If it is done, he will become Indra. But Lord Vamana comes and stops. So Lord Vamana says, "I made Purandara the Indra for this Manvantara period. So why you want to become Indra? You come to my abode." But Bali says, no, "I want to be Indra." Then Lord Vishnu says, "Okay, if you want to become Indra, you cannot become Indra now. For now, you go to Sutala. Till the completion of this Manvantara, 7th Manvantara, you remain there. And 8th Manvantara, I will personally make you Indra." So then Lord thought within himself, "If I leave Bali Maharaj alone there, again asuras will come to him and tell him, 'This kingdom belongs to you, belongs to your father, your grandfather, your great grandfathers.' So how could Indra enjoy this?" So Lord himself became the gatekeeper of the palace of Bali Maharaj, so that none of the asuras will ever come and disturb Bali Maharaj. And then Bali Maharaj might say, "Hey, you kept me alone in the house. How will I live alone?" Then Lord Vishnu said, "You don't worry. I will keep your grandfather next to you. He will keep coming and talking to you and giving his association with you, so that you will never feel loneliness." Thus he requested Prahlad Maharaj also, "Stay here as long as your grandson is there. Stay here in this middle world, giving him association, and then you come back to my abode." So being requested by Lord, Prahlad Maharaj also is here. giving association to his grandson Bali Maharaj. So then the remaining asuras, bereft of their leader, they thought for a while. So now, as asuras, we cannot do anything against devatas. So they have appeared as rakshasas. So at least by becoming rakshasas, we can kill, destroy the devatas, and we can regain our power back. All of them became rakshasas, taken shelter of Ravana and Kumbhakarna. They all began to live in Lanka, and spreading all over Bharatavarsha began to trouble. Every person, every Brahman who is serving the devatas, who are serving Lord Vishnu by performing the yajna, they began to torment all those people. Then all the Brahmanas and all the devatas approached Lord Vishnu. They requested, please do the needful. Then Lord Vishnu told, I am going to appear in the Raghu dynasty. All of you devatas also take birth to assist my pastimes. So all the devatas appeared as Vanaras. Lord Vishnu appeared as Lord Ram. And all together went to Lanka, destroyed Ravana, Kumbhakarna and all the other Rakshasas. All together from the very root. All the Asuras who have taken birth as Rakshasas are completely wiped out. So then Lord again established the Prince Indra at the heaven of the king of the heaven. But now the Asuras, they were thinking wisely. So by remaining Asuras we can't do much. By becoming Rakshasas we could not do much. Now let us start from the beginning below. The Devatas are nourished by humans, by the performance of Yajna. Now let us go to Naraloka. All these Asuras, now they began to appear as the kings on the earth, Asura kings. They appeared. So the earth is overburdened by all these Asuras as kings. Then Mother Earth approached Lord Brahma, telling that my surface is overburdened by all these Asuras, please do the needful. Brahma said, I can't do anything. Brahma took all the Devatas to Lord Vishnu and requested, please do the needful. What can be done? Then Lord Vishnu said, now very soon I am going to appear in the dynasty of Moon. All of you also appear in Edu dynasty in order to assist me. So then the Supreme Lord appeared as Lord Krishna and all the Devatas appeared as Yadus and Pandavas. And with the help of Yadus and Pandavas, Lord Krishna removed or kind of completely annihilated all the Asuras who appeared at the king's ear, which is said in the Bhagavatam as Lord Krishna removed the burden of earth, which is said to be 100 Akshavani. Lord Krishna in his entire life of 125 years, he killed 100 Akshavani Sena. That's how he destroyed from the very root the entire Asuras who appeared as human kings. And then Lord Krishna knew whenever Devatas request, I have to appear and do the needful. So like that, 125 years Lord Krishna performed various pastimes. Then one day Lord Brahma along with all the Devatas, they came to Lord Krishna in his own personal palace in Dwaraka. They offered wonderful prayers, and then Brahma said, O Lord, following our request, you have appeared in this world and did whatever is meant for our welfare. Now everything is done. If you wish, now you can go back. Then Lord Krishna says, yes Brahma, I will follow your command. So following your command, I already caused the declination of Yadus by the curse of the Ramanas, and I will do the needful. I will very soon wind up my pastimes in this world and I will send back the Yadus. Because previously at one point of time the same dynasty of Moon God, so when Yayati was cursed by Shukracharya, he was in youthful age, but he became old. But Shukracharya, in order to fulfill the desires of his own daughter and also son-in-law, he told that you can exchange your old age with one of you, other somebody else, so that you can remain youthful and you can fulfill your desires. Then he approaches his various sons, Yadu, Turvasu, Druyu, etc., etc., four sons. The four of them says, no, I cannot do. But the fifth son, that is Puru, accepted the old age of his father and gave him his own youth. So seeing the selfless nature of his youngest son, Yayati Maharaj blessed Puru, saying that in the future, either you or someone born in your lineage will become the Chakravarti. The sons of my other four sons, they will never become Chakravartis. So Lord Krishna comes in the lineage of Yadu. So in order to keep this word of Yayati intact, so Lord Krishna never allowed Yadus to become monarchs. So Lord Krishna knew at this point of time, even before also, I being the supreme personality of Godhead, and all the devatas who are going to appear in my Yadu dynasty, and all my eternal associates from the spiritual world have taken birth in Yadu dynasty, they are all much more powerful than the devatas in the heaven, then what to speak of the kings on the earth? So if they go out and start waging wars against all the kingdoms, the word of Yayati will be foiled. So in order to restrict all the Yadus in one place, Lord Krishna constructed Dwaraka in the middle of a ocean, so that the Yadus will not go out of the ocean and do the fighting with others. The Yadus are restricted in a small place. Though the Yadus are great in number, Lord Krishna himself had 16,108 queens. Through every queen, he begot 10 sons, one daughter. And every son of Lord Krishna also had 10 sons in return. So like that, Lord Krishna alone had so many people. And like that, every Yadu has so many people. Vasudeva also had 18 wives, 17 wives. He had so many children. So like that, Yadu dynasty was uncountable. But Lord Krishna says, by my inconceivable energy, I restricted Yadus within Dwaraka only. Now, Lord Krishna already did the task of removing the burden of earth of impious kings. Now the biggest task is remaining. Now I have to send back the Yadus also. Otherwise, as long as I am there, I can restrict them. The day when I go, the Yadus will go out of Dwaraka and wage war against all the kings everywhere. They are always eager to fight. So that will cause disruption of the principles of Dharma. So now Lord Krishna began to plan about the sending back the Yadus back to Swarga from where they have come. Thus Lord Krishna personally causes lot of impediments in Dwaraka. Then one day he calls all the Yadus. He says that it seems we have offended Brahmanas, because of which lot of impediments are causing in our Dwaraka. So now let us all go to Prabhas. Prabhas is one of the holy place where even moon, when he was cursed by Daksha to get Kshaya, he worshipped the Devatas and the Supreme Lord there and he became normal. So now let us also go to Prabhas, worship Devatas, worship Brahmanas, worship cows, so that we can counteract the sin of committing offense against Brahmanas. So Lord Krishna told all the Yadus, start preparations for traveling to Prabhas. As they were traveling, Uddhava understood, it seems Lord Krishna is going to wind up his pastimes very soon. Lord Krishna is going to send back the Yadus to the places from where they have come. So one evening, Lord Krishna was in his own home. Uddhava approaches him and Uddhava says that, oh Lord, I cannot tolerate separation from you. You have called all the Yadus and told them to come to Prabhas. It seems you want to wind up the pastimes in this world, but you never told me anything. I can't stay in this world. Please take me along with you. Though we, your devotees, are not fearful of the effects of Maya, because we always are blessed with your remnants. By eating your remnants, by accepting your remnants, we are protected from Maya. But it is very difficult for us to tolerate separation from you. Please take us along with you. Then Lord Krishna was thinking. So then while speaking this, Uddhava says that, so though you have appeared by the request of Lord Brahma in order to reduce the burden of the earth, but the real intention of your appearance is not to remove the burden of the earth. That can be done by anybody else. But the real intention of you appearing in this world is to perform wonderful pastimes and to spread your wonderful glories. Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, Srimati Kunti Devi, she says that, Bhavesmin klishyamana nam avidya kama karma bi shravana smarana arhane karishyan itikechana. So Kunti Maharani says that, people might say that you have appeared in the Yadu dynasty in order to glorify Yadu. You have appeared to make Yudhishthira the king, or you appeared following the instruction of Lord Brahma to retrieve the burden of the earth. But the real thing is, you have appeared in order to relieve the painful conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karbami. Because of ignorance, because of avidya, the people of this world, of this material world, they always tend to perform material activities, kama, karma, being pushed by material desires. So performance of these material activities perpetually put them in misery, klishyamananam. So in order to engage those people who are constantly troubled by the performance of materialistic activities, pushed by material desires, in order to engage them in shravana and smarana, hearing and remembering of your wonderful glories, you appear again and again and perform wonderful pastimes. This is the main intention of your appearance. In the next verse, she again says that shrunvanti gayanti grananti abhikshnasa smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana tayeva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravahopa ramam padambujam. The purpose of your appearance is to provide facility for the people in this world to hear, to chant, to meditate upon, to make others hear, by which they will achieve shelter at your lotus feet and they will be freed from the constant flow of the material existence, which is called as birth and death. That's how they get benefited from your pastime, by hearing your pastimes, etc. And even 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Sukadeva Goswami, while introducing the pastimes of Lord Krishna, he says that kalau janishyamana nam dukkha shokata monudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam vyadano desha. For those living entities who are going to take birth in Kali Yuga, for their benefit, how they are going to be benefited? Dukkha shoka tamonudam. They will be delivered from dukkha, intense misery, shoka, lamentation, tamo, ignorance. And also, in order to give bliss to your own devotees, you have appeared and performed wonderful activities, spreading your spotless glories. Yasmin satkarna piyu shesha tirta varesakrut shrotranjali rupasprisha dunute karmavasana. Those living entities who are constantly troubled in this material world, if they hear your spotless glories, even once, by making their two ears like the cupped hands, if they drink the glories of your wonderful pastimes, whatever karma vasana is there in their heart, that will be completely cleansed off. That is the benefit one will get by hearing wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, one among of such wonderful pastimes is speaking Bhagavad Gita and speaking Uddhava Gita. So, in order to benefit the conditioned souls who are constantly afflicted by so many miseries in this material world, Lord Krishna made Arjuna as an instrument in order to deliver the teachings known as Bhagavad Gita. And now, he is making Uddhava as an instrument to spread the teachings of karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti, taking shelter of which a conditioned soul in this Kali Yuga can get benefit of going back home back to Godhead. So this is the one of the glorious pastime of Supreme Personality of Godhead, performing various pastimes and also teaching the sadhana, taking shelter of which one can go back home back to Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the summum bonum of all the pastimes of Lord Krishna is Rasalila. At the conclusion of this Rasalila, Sukadeva Goswami says that anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham arshita bhajeta tadrushi kreda yashrutva tat paro bhavet. Anugrahaya bhaktanam, in order to show his anugraha unto the devotees, the Supreme Lord appeared in human form and performed various pastimes. By hearing, by chanting, by remembering these pastimes, one will obtain tat paro bhavet, the other world. One can go from this world and get the shelter in the other world. This is the purpose with which Lord Krishna performs various pastimes and speaks the wonderful teachings known as Bhagavad Gita and Uddhava Gita. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Kantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. It's already, we are past time. Prabhuji is saying. So, no questions. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.